It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah.
Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there. And a beautiful weekend ahead, lots of warm weather. I like it. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk more about the weather and the implications of El Nino for snowpack and other weather-related issues this winter. Cliff, first, let's get the weekend forecast. You said it's perfect?
That's right. The weather will be as close to perfect as you can imagine. If you want to do anything outside, no precipitation for anybody over the weekend, so forget about that. This morning we have some low clouds along the coast and a little bit into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Those are going to burn back, so full sun for virtually everyone. Temperatures today will get up probably into the mid-70s to upper 70s, so 76, 78, something like that. Really nice day. We'll see a warm-up tomorrow. Temperatures probably getting into the low 80s, you know, maybe 83, 84 for a few people, but generally low 80s. And then on Sunday, you know, still in that low 80s. So probably not much above 85. We don't have a real hot situation in front of us. And to get that, we need offshore flow, easterly flow down sloping on the Cascades. That won't happen. We'll still have onshore flow, but the air above us will be quite warm. And then on Monday, a little step down to around 80, upper 70s. What can I tell you? We have high pressure that'll be dominating. That will fade out a bit during the week, and I expect by later on Thursday and Friday, a weather system will come in. We'll get clouds and rain, but that's a long way off.
And not much wind on the water, for example. Rowers and kayakers don't have much to worry about, right?
Well, there won't be strong southerly winds, but the northerly winds will pick up as the high pressure builds in offshore. During the afternoon, the northerly flow will rev up. We have something called the sound breeze here in Seattle. I expect that to be pretty good. So sometime around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the winds pick up here in the central sound, and they stay up until about 8 o'clock. So that they should think about. But those winds only get to maybe 15 knots or so.
And that's all weekend long into the work week?
That's right. And then slowly we'll fade out. Tuesday will definitely be a substantial cool down.
And tell me again about El Nino. Review with us what that is and what it's doing to snowpack and the weather in general this winter.
Well, the big weather story for many of us is the resurgent El Nino that's happening right now. El Nino is when the waters in the central and eastern tropical Pacific go above normal. You can think of the Pacific Ocean as a big bathtub with the water sloshing back and forth. And when the warm water sloshes towards South America, that's what we call an El Nino situation. El Ninos and their opposite La Nina, when it's cool to the normal, do affect the planetary weather, and it influences the weather here in the Northwest. And the big connection is that when we have a strong El Nino, and it appears that we will have a strong El Nino this winter. When we have a strong El Nino, we tend to be warmer than normal. Precipitation tends to be near normal, maybe slightly below normal, and we tend to be less stormy. But the warmer than normal has a big impact on snow. During El Nino years, the snowpack in the mountains is decidedly less than normal. There's been a number of studies, and they suggest that probably 20 to 30% less than normal is what we can expect during a strong El Nino year.
So let's talk about the comparison between last winter's snowpack and what we can expect next winter.
Well, that's quite interesting. Last winter, we had a terrible snowpack. I mean, one of the worst on record. Next winter, the snowpack should be less than normal, but there's no reason to expect it'll be as bad as this year. I mean, this year we ended up with 25% of normal for the snowpack over Washington in the mountains. Next year, I think the best bet is will be something like 70, 80% of normal. So I think it'll be better next year, but we should have less snowpack than normal, and planners need to consider that.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he blogs. You can find a link to his blog on our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.